Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'll start the podcast today. I hate
this. Oh, my
this.
God. Wow. Lauren, you never start the podcast.
I know.
Wait, you How's hate this? Why?
She hates I hate, doing she's I hate, starting. Like,
welcome, guys. How y'all doing? it seems very unnatural.
It does. You're
see,
great at it.
It is fucking unnatural.
I love your bangs right now. They're so amazing. They're so curtainy. They look like true curtains.
They really do. They look like curtains, like in a Beauty and the Beast castle.
And they're tied up right here.
Yes. You have the little, what are those things called? Are there names for those?
What? Oh, yes, there are
curtain bangs.
No.
The things that hold the bang. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the curtain ties.
Yeah, but like there's definitely something proper for this. Oh, it's the Google moment of the day. There's got to be a Google moment of the day.
If you're listening, you can sign up for our Patreon and look at Lauren's bangs.
I've been recently thinking,
in real life.
Do I need curtains? I'm seeing Lauren doesn't have curtains, and Lauren's literally Hunter, a realtor, was like, curtains are not necessary anymore. And I see that Naz has curtains, and my current house just has blinds and shades, but I'm feeling like something's missing in the family room.
They're literally called curtain tiebacks.
curtain tiebacks
and holdbacks. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a very fancy word for it, like in French or something, but that's what we call them, tiebacks.
So should I get curtains or not?
I am flabbergasted that Ashley Iaconetti doesn't have curtains.
I've always had that.
Always like, curtains.
That is like so bizarre for you and like your fascination for antique like things. Like it's just that aesthetic.
I know.
But it doesn't match your millennial gray house.
Lauren, are you sure that like just like some
what do you mean you can
curtains?
Get gray curtains
yeah I don't want
no but
gray
I'm saying
curtains,
her
though. I have gray curtains I could
her
try
love for antiques doesn't go with her millennial gray house.
Your bed alone behind you warrants curtains.
Yeah,
like that is a curtain. Well, bed
a
this is the glam
bed.
Room this is the glam room
oh
glam
that's room, right
certainly
that's right.
The glam room doesn't need curtains whatsoever because everything is so busy in here that clean windows work. But
can we just talk about this bed frame in
it's
general?
From like, legitimately, I have a weird feeling with this bed. Okay,
it's
listen
our
to
like,
me.
First bed.
Like
it's
what first... are what are the poles sticking up? Like they're not even connected to put like.
What do you mean? That's called like a put a canopy.
It's a four post bed, Naz. Never
I know.
Heard of a four.
Everyone has heard of a four post bed, but I don't think anyone owns a
thanks
four
to
post
Sugar
bed.
Ray, right?
Wait, why thanks to Sugar Ray?
And hang on, everybody is a hang of hanging on.
Yeah,
a
from your
first,
from
my
your first
four post
bed.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh my God, my mind is blown right now.
So this four post bed. Listen, it's very sentimental to me. It was Lauren and my first bedroom set. And I got it when I was in like third or fourth grade, and it was a really big deal for my parents to buy these two like seemingly I think really expensive bedroom sets. And it's been painted multiple times, different colors now, because I will not part with it. Because I believe that possibly my luck in life has now come from this bed. Do you ever have a staple? Do you ever have a staple that has been in your life for so long that you're like, holy shit, maybe that's brought me great luck, and I can't get rid of it because then I don't know, maybe it was that token.
No, I'm not a hoarder.
Yes.
I think this is a hoarder tendency.
That's literal OCD. Which
yeah, it's
is OCD. Fine.
It's OCD.
Not OCD because I'm OCD.
No, it is.
And
no, you're not. You're not
different forms of OCD.
Different forms of OCD, but it's not full OCD because you could be OCD always wanting something new. So that's not
OCD and creating like certain
I think it's superstitious.
Well, there's a fine line between the two in many
ways. They can be I think you guys are
superstitious and you think like certain things.
No, because Ashley literally counts. Like, she holds her fingers on a light switch and has to count and, like, do all these little counting rituals. And super OCD. Like, she's not debilitating OCD, but, like, obviously thinking it's not like getting rid of something. Yeah, because it has magical powers.
Like, I have classic things where, like, I have to touch the light switches and, like, my phone in a certain way. Like, before so I say goodnight, I go.
Like, ticks.
I'm that way about my three moles on my chest that removed.
So
they need to get removed. They're three little moles, and I touch them all day long. It's like a little habit. It's like biting my nails. But like she calls them her necklace. If I get rid of them, what do I call them?
Your necklace. Remember when you were little and you're like, my necklace? And I was like, that's gross.
I would say I have a built-in necklace. It's pretty cool. So I feel like if I get rid of those, everything in life will go to shit. Everything.
But there's one that's changing and she actually needs to get it removed. But also, Lauren, you're going to keloid over that. I mean, obviously.
So I was supposed to get them removed when I got my nose job. So when I went in there, my mom was like, could you just take off these three moles like while you're in there? And so when I got out of surgery, I was like all loopy. But all I want to know is if they take my necklace off. So I reached.
That is not all you wanted to know.
No, Ashley, genuinely, I was so young. I was so young when I went through this that, like, I didn't understand the gravity of the situation that just happened. Like, I changed my face forever. I just want to know if my necklace was removed. So I kept reaching up to feel if they did it. And the nurse kept swatting my hand away. She's like, don't touch your face. I'm like, but I couldn't verbalize in that moment. Like, I just want to know if my necklace is there.
She thought you were touching your face.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyways, they forgot to take my necklace off during the surgery. Obviously, so minute. But here I am 33, almost 33.
Or did they purposely not take it off because it was always meant to be there? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, my doctor was like, we can't take her magic away.
See, that's probably what allures men to Lauren. You know, like that's her magical her thing.
I've never
been
dumped.
No man has ever been denied. No man has ever denied her. She's never been dumped.
She has these like magnetic moles.
So that's my funny. OCD superstition.
It's really. Yeah. Are there any other things that you guys hold on to, like the bed and the moles? Because this is funny. You guys are crazy.
The bed is definitely.
So wait,
a big
Ashley,
one.
You will never ever get rid of that bed ever.
No, I should. Like, and it's been in storage units before.
But you'll never part with it ever.
I don't know.
She'll never. She will never. I know you.
This is the darkest thing, and I'm gonna bring it up because we're weird here on the I Don't Get It podcast, and I think about it sometimes. It's the last thing that you really think about when your parents are passing, and we all know that's like my biggest fear.
Yeah.
I wonder how I will ever, hopefully when I'm like 75 when they're gone, how I'm ever going to have the responsibility of taking the furniture in their house and parting with it.
Oh, no. You're going to keep the house probably.
The house is
going to
be a museum and no one's ever going to touch it. Yeah.
Lauren's convinced that we're going to keep the house.
Yeah, Ashley, there's no way that house is going to anyone else. There's no way.
Lauren, how would you feel? Would you be able to do it?
No, I don't think so. I have so many clients who are like, you know, 40 something, 50. They got to clean out their parents' houses, which is really sad. But I'm like, I have no idea how you could be like, all right, let's sell it.
The way you guys are wired, that's going to be the hardest thing ever for you. Yeah. I kind of feel bad for Dawson and your future kids because poor little Dawson's going to want to like live his life and his mom's going to be like, you can't part with this bed after
exactly.
I leave Earth.
Exactly.
And Dawson's going to be like, I can't fucking throw away this bed. My mom will
He's
going to
be sleeping
bed.
In a NASCAR bed.
Yeah, and he has to fucking deal with all this shit.
No, exactly. I hope he's not like that. I hope that he's like a furniture minimalist.
Yeah, but you're going to make him keep everything is what I'm saying.
Don't stress me out already. Like I think
you're
about
gonna be like, Dawson,
not only...
I got this for you at that one trip
exactly.
to Nantucket. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't you
but
remember?
Dawson, you wore this at Jarrett's first softball game. You can't throw it away.
No, you guys, I'm scared for myself.
Because you see it happening.
I could see it happening. Already. But listen, so like I do worry about how I'm going to be when I when Dawson brings like stuff home from school, like artwork. Mm-hmm. How do you throw out that stuff?
How are you right now with him and like his toys and stuff? And well, actually, no, let's go further back. Did you save? I was watching the Kardashians episode and they were literally so grossed out that Kris Jenner saved like the umbilical cord or whatever it's called, the belly button thing. And my parents have mine and I think it's so nasty.
That's so funny.
Your belly button crust?
Whatever.
The thing that
what
pops that? Out after like within 10 days?
Is that what it is? It looks like a raisin.
Yeah, they it's, saved that for you?
Ashley, they have it and it is the most disturbing.
Where do they keep it?
It's like in, you know, the photo albums that had the plastic lamination.
Yeah, that is like, so gross.
It's like, it is honestly the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. And they
yeah,
have
yeah, that's
it.
Gross.
But my that's different.
Don't save everything. But I guess I'm just wondering, like, back to day one with Dawson. Like, what if you, like, did you save the blanket? Obviously, you saved the blanket he came home in. I feel like most people do. That, like, iconic pink and yeah. blue hospital that, blanket.
Yeah.
That
I've,
hasn't
it's
changed in, like, 28,000
yeah.
years.
Yeah. It's somewhere in the storage downstairs in the basement, I'm sure. I understand saving first teeth, like, the first loose tooth. The first tooth that you lose, but then like not every other one after that. My mom saved our first teeth, but who the hell knows where they are?
But then like, yeah, where do those go? And yeah, then do you give them to right your now? Kids and your kids are some like, thanks for my teeth, and you're gonna throw them out. Like, what
you
are you
don't
gonna
give
do
with your kids? Like, yeah. I'm not taking any of that shit. That's nasty.
But then again, it is kind of cool. I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Wait, so do you have Dawson's first tooth or no?
He's 18 months, so he hasn't right. lost a tooth yet.
He hasn't lost anything.
No.
No.
You didn't keep his nail.
I don't. Do you remember when you lost your first tooth, Ness?
No, you know, I don't know anything
you're
about
in, like,
the human
first,
body.
You're in
kindergarten.
Like, first grade.
I was in kindergarten.
Have no. Well, I don't know. Kids can, like, hit themselves, and, like, a tooth can get knocked out.
He just yeah, he just got true. Teeth.
He's still growing them. He only has eight.
When do you have, like, he only has eight?
Well, you know, you just brought up the Kardashians. So I think, like, are we all caught up? Have we watched everything?
I put it on, yes, the other day, and I didn't really like, fully watch it, just the background. So I don't know what happened.
But, like, season three, you haven't finished?
It's just one episode I haven't finished.
Oh, you haven't
I haven't
the finale.
Finished the finale.
Finale.
The finale either. I haven't finished the finale.
Oh, then
finale.
Well, let's not talk about it until you guys finish it.
Was it Tristan at the end? Like his mom
yeah,
passing
it's at the
away?
Very end. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
It's so, and it's even more sad because he has a brother.
I know.
He has multiple family members, but like, man, Chloe really.
I know.
Poor Chloe.
So does Tristan's
really
brother live with
she really
Chloe
has.
Now?
I that's
Yeah, the brother lives with Chloe. I did some research.
Yeah, I think.
Wow. I know. Wow, so sweet.
And that's why I was talking to my friend Dana about this yesterday. I'm like, people shit on them all the time. And they fucking show up when people are in turmoil.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, when you're a part of their family, you're always a part of them. And they mm-hmm. really are always there. And like, that yeah. is, that's so kind.
I know.
They literally Look never the, discard you know. Any people. Like, unless like you intentionally fuck them over or something. Like even Lamar is like essentially part of their family still. Like they keep him close, and then Scott and all these guys, and they're like, "Oh, these guys, these girls fuck up all these guys." It's like they literally keep them, like not yeah. on a roster, but like you know around their family.
Their family.
They never,
like,
they never
consider,
talk shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they consider yeah. everyone family.
Yeah. Look at like what Tristan and Lamar put Chloe through, and the fact that she's still so supportive of them is amazing.
Right. Right.
One of our partners today is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it literally every day. I truly, truly do. I enjoy mine best when I've got some ice mixed into it, have it alongside my coffee before food every morning, and I do feel really energized. I gave AG1 a try because I saw, honestly, so many ads about it, and everybody authentically seemed very into AG1 and made it seem like it was truly a part of their daily routine for energy, for whole body health. And I'm now part of that crew.
I also have no vitamins in my body unless I take AG1. Like I literally only eat bread and cheese. So it's really nice to have that, like to know that I'm getting all of these like vitamins, like crazy amount of vitamins in my body at the beginning of the day. And I really don't have to worry about like, oh, does this have enough this and this. So AG1 is a great like bang for my buck because it replenishes like a lot of like, the supplements and multivitamins that I would have been taking.
I drink AG1 before making my coffee in the morning. And the reason why I love that it's like a habit is, you know, when you're starting to feel a little bit sick, like, you mm-hmm. know, when you like start getting sniffles right before you go to bed or something. And like right before you go to bed, you're like, oh, no, I hope I don't wake up with anything. I always feel like in the morning when I wake up and I take my AG1, I'm like, I'm going to nuke this thing. I'm like, whatever this is, it's not going to prevail.
Even if it's all mental, then it works.
Totally, mm-hmm. totally. So, my friends, if you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1. And you can get 5 free AG1 travel packs and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D. That's insane. With your first purchase, all you have to do is go to drinkag1.com/get it. That's drink, the letter A, the letter G, the number 1.com/get it. Check it out.
Naz, I feel like you haven't talked about it just like that all season. Have you been watching?
So I think, yeah. So I watched all 7 episodes before the first one came out. So that's why I haven't talked about it. Yeah. And I actually
remember this vaguely.
I have episode 8. It comes out tomorrow, I believe. And I'm going to watch it tonight. But I haven't seen it. I watched all the way up until when she met Aiden, like when they got dinner. So okay, literally,
so
I'm
saw that.
So we're all caught up.
We're all caught up.
And those are all the episodes they gave me until just now. They gave me tomorrow's episode just now.
Okay, Naz.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Okay. But first, do you know how many episodes there are total so we can like gauge this out?
That's a good question. I do. I think it's 10. I knew this.
Okay.
I knew this. It's
so
in
we
my
still
notes
have
somewhere.
3 full episodes left of the Aiden storyline because they have to sort of leave us on a close note just in case it doesn't get picked up for multiple seasons. Where my sister-in-law, I think she had faulty information. She told me yesterday it was already picked up for seasons 3 and 4. I don't know where she saw that because I looked it up and I can't find it anywhere.
Okay, wait. I believe there's going to be 11 episodes I'm seeing now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they definitely can explore the storyline. Because of our recording schedule, we haven't seen episode 8 yet, but we just wanted to talk to you guys about what we thought about Carrie and Aiden's meeting. It's been so awaited, and it didn't disappoint me. He looks great. John Corbett looks so good. Maybe
Very
I'm
nice.
More welcome to Very the good. Thought of Aiden because I know I am because Big is dead. So if you can't have your first choice, then no. at the age of 54,
I know Ash and I talked about it right after we both watched it. And I was like, it must feel so sad just to be like, well, you definitely are my second choice and you'll always be my second
because
choice.
Because my husband died.
How are they going to get past this whole issue of being second choice?
Well, Lauren, first, my first thing is this. We know that Aiden will always be Carrie's second choice. Yeah. Was she Aiden's second choice? Did he marry his wife because Carrie wouldn't marry him?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
they can work it out if they're both each other's number twos. Right. But if one, you know, that is a little odd if they're not.
He would have never left Carrie. He would have never. That was his first choice.
Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious Carrie was his first choice. I have so many things to say about this. First, I read a headline, not the whole article, that I think when John Corbett came on, they were like, you need to start working out.
We need
Aiden to look
But it wasn't just that. They said we needed you in like top form in every way. He needed
That's
to be
what it was.
Different
yeah.
Aiden. They said we didn't want jewelry, no hippy dippy vibes.
That's why they made him Michael Myers.
Yeah, apparently they put him in the worst jacket ever. They wanted him to be more buttoned up than he used to be.
Okay.
So they could like almost introduce like the modern Aiden. And it wasn't like her going back in time to like another guy of like her past.
Okay.
Kind of
sort
of
he sold his furniture to West Elm.
Yeah.
And now he's not just carving furniture on the street corner with
but
his
I
jewelry.
Thought that was like, is he a chef? Is he the maitre d'? Is he like the executive chef or something at this restaurant? Why is he dressed in this?
First of all,
in his out in his coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I there's so many things to say. I loved the episode because I loved that feeling of like thinking you're going to get stood up and not knowing if it's a date and like all the butterflies and anxiety that comes with revisiting a past lover. It's like, what am I going to feel? Like, I love that we lived in that energy for a full episode. And I loved that finally we got one scene with the OG characters, which I think all of us were craving. It was like just Charlotte, Miranda, and Carrie talking about Aiden. And it felt like how I've been wanting to feel this entire show.
I can't stand it when they bring in the other additional characters.
They're servicing.
To create the four. And
they're
like,
servicing way too many people. And the show only has room for four characters. And now we're following like six.
So
and
many
it's
storylines.
Way too much. Because you don't get enough time with everyone.
And then you're getting the kids, Charlotte's kids as well. And that's like a whole more characters than we need for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so someone on The Cut wrote an article called Strong Dumb Take, Fourth Time's the Charm. And this is a caption. This is a caption, and I thought it was said. I think we should dissect it. Aiden Shaw is down way too bad for this woman. I don't care that the show creators thought this plot line would be a fun idea. I don't even care if John Corbett was dying to be written back into the story. Couldn't they have made him, I don't know, some furniture mogul CEO of an American version of IKEA that Carrie accidentally runs into at a fundraiser and is then struck with such shame that she finally does a little self-reflection and decides to start going to therapy again? Just spitballing here, but this isn't it. Sorry they did this to you, Aiden. And it made me think, I'm not saying I agree with that, but it made me think like, yeah, it's like Aiden, I feel like Aiden's just kind of like better than this to like, it's like Carrie fucked him so hard.
He can't help himself.
He
loves her so much.
But it's been years. People don't stay that the same in their way. I mean, I guess some people do stay in their ways, but like, I don't know, like he's been married. He's a dad. Like so many things have been formed. He can't be looking at Carrie through the same lens. That's literally impossible.
He's still in love with the Carrie that he knew of that time. But now we're going to find out whether he's still in love with the Carrie that she is today.
Right. But he already seems already in love with the old Carrie, which is what's frustrating. Because it's like, Ashley, if you got lunch with your big or anyone, it's like you're looking at it through a different lens. You're not like falling back in already. It's like this man, I don't know. I'm kind of in agreement with this. I'm like, well, what's going to happen? Like, don't make Aiden look like an idiot.
With that article that you just read, I wish it was more of like a, she was caught off guard, saw him somewhere, and then she had some emotions run back rather than starting with an email. It would have been like very like, ooh, I'm so nervous right now. You just ran into this guy. Or maybe she like ran away and hid in the bathroom, classic Carrie. But that would have been very magical. But what Ash and I were saying was we don't want this to be hot, 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 heavy, and then fizzle out. We want the tension to build.
Yeah, we want this to be all season three. Yeah, of like coming back together again.
Yeah,
but what do you guys think now, reflecting back? And we've kind of talked about this when the first season aired. But like, as I'm single and I'm continuing to date, and I'm meeting guys that are very easily like categorized as a big or categorized as an Aiden. Like, I met a guy recently who's such an Aiden. He's like so great. And I'm like, wow, we have evolved consciously as a collective where people are like, she should have picked Aiden like back in the day. But a lot of us like really just want that like semi-toxic spark with a big, which wasn't completely toxic, but
I still have my original opinion. Yeah.
But when you look back through your lens, obviously you want the character. Obviously, you know, but I'm saying when you look back and you look at how Big treated Carrie, you think Carrie should have not been with Aiden? Really? Like on how Big literally like just didn't call her back?
Thing about my own relationship, though, like you can seriously do that. Like Jared,
no, I don't think so. Jared didn't.
No, he totally be like,
he didn't come back and date a girl younger than you and run into you at a Hamptons party and never call you back.
I'm not directly comparing, but I'm just saying that like the person you end up with, like your past leading, your past together leading up to you being together doesn't have to be perfect, and you didn't have to treat each other perfectly to just be right for each other.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But it was a lot that Big put her through. Like, he tried to break up her and Aiden, like, in an affair. Like, Jared would never do
that. I just watched the episode yesterday when Natasha found stairs and whacked her tooth after finding Carrie in her fucking
That's what I'm saying. Jared would never,
It's so bad. It's so bad. But I'm still Team Big. because Aiden gives me the ick sometimes.
Yeah, Aiden's so icky. And Aiden is like the guy who they did a great job creating these characters who have now lasted over 20 years. Yeah. And that we still debate this because it is a classic situation between the guy that you have, like just the thing that like everything could go wrong, but you have to be with him. Versus the guy that is great on paper, but you don't feel it, but he's the smart choice. It's the feeling choice versus the smart choice. And in an ideal world, you find somebody who is the combination of both of them. Okay. And that's what Jared probably truly is.
Yeah.
He gave you the big feels, but he has like Aiden aura-ness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like morals.
Yeah.
Morals.
I like that.
Aiden morals. Yeah.
I can get down with that.
Y'all, I know we've said this before, but we're going to say it again because I know you guys relate to it. You know that summer smell. I am a person that doesn't normally consider myself stinky, but then I go out in the sun and I tan for a couple hours and then I come home and I smell the pits and it's just like, what? That is some serious BO radiating. But it will not happen this summer. If you use Lumi whole body deodorant, and you can use it on your pits, your privates, and beyond, literally anything. It's a pH balanced deodorant. It's aluminum free, skin safe, and clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours.
Also, can I just say that flat shoes are back. Yeah. And we all remember those from being like, I don't know, middle school, high school, and wearing flats and your feet being very, very stinky. Yeah. So now that we are adults, we're going to use Lumi on our feet and make sure our feet don't stink.
I love that you brought that up because I've been doing that recently because I've been wearing these like knee high boots. And even sometimes when I wear socks, like I feel like I'm just sweating in it because it's hot outside. But, you know, fashion before weather.
Absolutely.
Fashion before function. And lately I've been going to a friend's house, but you can't wear shoes in their house. So whenever I've been taking my shoes off and my socks off, I'm like,
and you guys know
that I don't have a good sense of smell. So I'm always like, oh no, like
those tiny nostrils, baby.
So thanks to Lumi, you guys know my favorite scent is the toasted coconut. I've been putting that stuff everywhere.
They also have the clean tangerine though, guys, and they have lavender sage.
I just like saying clean tangerine.
It's cute.
Clean tangerine. Okay, so it's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, and paraben-free.
I already said that, Lauren.
Sorry, just letting you know. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, whether it being a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Deodorant wipes is great for dating. I gotta say, you always want to have those in your purse. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off the Lumi Starter Pack with the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. And that equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the promo code GETIT.
Again, that is special offer for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's going to include the stick and the tube and two free products of your choice. It equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant.com and use the code GETIT30.
I truly relate because I told you there's a person and I'm like, man, this person has such Aiden qualities, like so kind eyes, kind heart, like kind everything. But when Carrie first started dating, do you guys remember the episode when Carrie first met Aiden in the furniture store? And then he wanted her to meet her parents like an episode or a couple episodes after. And she was like, she literally says to Miranda, like, I was dying to meet Big's mom and he would keep her away from me. And this guy is serving me his parents on a silver platter. And I think it's too soon. It's like, why are we like this?
And then she was like, why didn't you call me? He goes, you said you wanted space. Exactly. So I literally gave you space. Exactly. It's just like so simple.
It's so, why are we like this? But that's why this show is so fucking genius, or was so fucking genius, because no one could literally perfectly just show that nuance of all the feelings we feel in all these moments.
Yeah. And now that I don't think it's perfect whatsoever, and there's so many, like there's so much of the series that I don't like, I want to harp on the positive for a minute. I did really enjoy, and I keep reflecting back on that scene from this, you know, from them being together for the first time. It was satisfying. And then I also got feelings when I saw her open up her laptop, like, and then saw the email back, yeah. and then just, like, shut it. Like, I felt her heart drop in that yes. moment. Yes. I was yes. like,
I squealed. So far, Hunter's same, like, what's happening? And same. I'm like, let me fucking tell like, you.
I yes. felt that yes, moment. Same. Like, I had that exact moment before, and I just same. Want, like, I don't, like, I don't care for most of the show, but Carrie is still serving me because she mm-hmm. feels like Carrie to me. Whereas, like, I do think that Miranda and Charlotte, like Cynthia Nixon and oh my God, what's her name?
Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis. I literally think that they forgot how to act in their roles. Like,
no,
I just,
they're incredible actors. I think the writing is very bizarre.
You think it's the writing?
Yeah, I had you don't just become. A like not good actor anymore.
But then
I think
Carrie
the writing
feel
is
the same.
I think the writing, the storylines, it's the storyline. Like Miranda leaving Steve. Like I don't know. I don't think that Charlotte.
It's the way that they deliver their lines to me. And let me just finish the thought.
Yeah.
Charlotte was obviously always like the goody two shoes, but I never found her to be like corny, over the top annoying. Mm-hmm. And I find her to be annoying and just like, it's just silly. And then with Miranda, she was always like a more grounded character. And she mm-hmm. also feels too light. I don't
She's
want
light.
Miranda to be
Miranda's
light.
Flailing in life.
Can
She's
I
flailing?
Say that she imploded her world to be with Che. Mm-hmm. And then Che breaks up with her. And then
Lauren's not over this. I don't know.
I'm not over this.
I feel like fine with this.
Everything flipped upside down. She suddenly became like a California girl for like a couple episodes. She starts doing all this weird shit. She moves into a bedroom of her friend. Like, you're an adult attorney. What the fuck is happening? You're shopping at like a Goodwill for your bed.
But
and
this
you're
is what's
weird.
But this is exactly what I mean. Do you see that it's plot line and it's not Miranda's acting? It's plot. It's plot. It's who sat in a room. This was a kid. Like, they made us. I want to love Miranda and Charlotte again. And like, Miranda was so grounded and funny. Yeah. And like, she had her flaws. But like, but you know what? It's very human to sort of have these like crisis, you know, at some point in your life. And so I think that's why it's a little wobbly for us to watch her, because we're so used to Miranda being the voice of reason, and right now we're like, what are you doing?
She has no plan. Miranda, she would be like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna go get a new apartment and all new furniture, and I'm gonna be alone, it's gonna be great. And now she's like, I'm dating, I need someone. I'm like, how are you already okay when you left Steve? Che was like your love for a year, and now you're just dating again, and you're sleeping on like a futon. This isn't who she is. And
but in a way, now I want to go back on what I said, and I guess the thought process there is like, we need to do something with Miranda, because like, if people just keep watching the same thing, she's not really moving forward, or we're not discovering new parts of her as a character.
I want to see her be a boss lady in the boardroom again.
Yeah, me too. And
also I also want to see her at home eating.
Yeah, like Chinese mm-hmm. food. Kristen Davis, I was shocked because I don't know much about her personal life, but I don't know if you guys knew this. She never got married.
Yeah.
Who plays Charlotte. And I didn't know how different she was from her character. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah.
You guys knew that?
I knew that because she did that dating show two summers ago. And that was brought up. Like, maybe not on the – yeah, I think on the show.
So is she just not into marriage? It's so funny to play a character that's like so like, where is he already? I'm exhausted. And
that's really ironic,
like,
right?
Isn't that wild?
She adopted two kids.
She did
on
adopt
her own.
Kids. Yeah.
No way. Aw.
Yeah.
I think she said that she truly just didn't find the person, which is really, well, sad, but also like totally different than her character. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her.
I think one of my one note. Oh, my one other note about this last episode we saw was that, like, I don't know, this is very, very nuanced, very, very small, but bothered me very, very much. Carrie has lived in New York City her essential whole life, as of what we know. Okay. She's around people all the time. She's all, it's New York, whatever. Someone, while she was charging her phone waiting for Aiden, like a waitress comes over and gets like slightly closer, and she goes, oh, she gets like scared. I'm like, why are you always scared when someone gets close to you? What the fuck is your problem?
I didn't notice that. I gotta watch that again.
Oh, I'm like, get
Sue's right. Lauren's right. I remembered it when she brought it up to me.
Wait, that's so funny. When was like, this again? Because I watched
right
it
when
so
she charged
ago.
The phone next to like the waiter.
It's like
area.
The smallest little blocking cue I don't know if it's like
it's a blocking cue, but it's always she's always scared of when people are close to her.
That's so fucking funny.
Okay. Maybe it's supposed to be a sign that she gets scared when people get close to her, like. Mentally,
yeah, maybe it's like a bigger symbolism. Well, not big, but what was I gonna say? I actually wanted to talk to you guys about the moment that I thought was really powerful was when Aiden didn't want to go back into her apartment.
Yes.
What did you guys
let's talk about? Let's just like dive in. Let's just do it.
I literally said Ashley out
goes,
loud.
Ashley goes, let's just do it all. Let's just do it all.
I was like, I turned to Hunter. I'm like, he's not gonna want to go up there, and then.
You said that. This is we need your voice over all the episodes. Lord.
Oh, it was amazing. I should have recorded it all because it was some outfit Carrie was wearing. She was looking for the outfit to wear that night, I think.
Can we just say that she just looks amazing?
She looks amazing. Hunter literally looked like that would have been better with a red shirt. And I'm like, wow, you're really into this. He's like, that's a good outfit. Now that should have been there. And I'm like, you are into
it. He's a Sex and the City fan.
So then he was like, wait. Why won't he want to go up there? I go, there was a wall. He was breaking down a wall and going all over this. I mean, it's a metaphor. La, 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 la. And then I was like, he's not going to want to go up there. But yeah, I totally understand not wanting to go back in there. I know it was very frustrating for the audience. But like, come on, it'll be fine. But like, that shit was literally their metaphorical relationship just crumbling down.
I think what's going to be really hard for me is like watching these next couple episodes and like being on other characters and just wanting to see Aiden.
Yes.
Like, but that's going to be so
great build up.
Yeah, totally.
I think it probably makes us appreciate it more when it comes.
What do we think is going to be sort of the block here? Do we think they fully get back together or do we think Aiden's ex-wife is like an issue for Carrie? Like, what do we think are sort of going to be like the triggering points here in them getting back together?
It's definitely not going to be smooth, but I want a little smoothness.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun sex hookup whatever for the first episode, and then I feel like he's gonna be like, you gotta meet my kids, and she's like, I can't
kids.
Do that.
Yeah, I would love to see Carrie as a mom.
I don't think she ever had any desire for it.
I think that's maybe what they'll dive into.
That would be super interesting. That's the kind of stuff that we thought that we would possibly get from this series.
This is what we want. This is what we've always wanted. Ashley, so you're going to laugh at this, but I don't really cook. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't a secret.
Yeah.
But lately I got the caraway pots and stuff. And whenever someone comes over, they're so pretty.
I already put them out.
Yeah,
and
literally.
You don't do anything with them.
I don't do anything with them. I'm going to send you a picture. And people are always like, oh my God, that's so pretty. I have three of them. I have the cream color.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They look stunning, elevate my aesthetic. They make my kitchen look so great. And it came, you know that I'm so like type A. It came with this insane organization system.
It's amazing.
It's amazing where it's like these little, it's like, what do you call them, essentially?
I just call it like an organizer, but it is really, and it's a small thing that is different about this company, but it really is a little, it's just a little benefit of getting it, your pots and pans and your bakeware through them, because now all my bakeware, it like stands up, so it doesn't take any space up in my cabinet, and I know exactly where everything is, and I don't have to have that like bang, you know? It's just like a first world problem for sure. But you know, when you're like grabbing a pot or a pan because they're like stacked on top of each other in your cabinet and then like it goes crash, you know, you don't have to do that when you have these beautiful caraway pots and pans. And I made bread in mine because I got the bake set. So pretty. Mine, I got the olive green.
Stunning. Wait, maybe you should get olive green curtains then. They can match your
green
pots.
Is kind of like my like non-neutral
sounds like you're
color.
Kind of into that.
Do you know
into
what I mean?
That color right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like that. I have like whites and blacks and beiges, but then I also have green accents. So anyway, yeah. Okay, so back to
but
the
caraway. Yeah, because they have bakeware. I love that you mentioned that. I don't know if a lot of people know they have bakeware.
Yeah,
too. And I didn't have and food any storage bakeware. And tea kettles.
All the things, and they're all nonstick, PFAS coatings. They're in there forever chemicals. Like, you don't have to worry about any of those yucky coatings. You know, like a lot of nonstick cookware, like the stuff is actually quite toxic. They don't make anything with toxic chemicals. You get the best of both worlds. It's beauty and it's still nonstick, but it doesn't have any the yucky stuff in it. So for a limited time, you get 10% off site wide on the internet's favorite kitchenware. It's the perfect time to take care of all of your summer gifting, whether it's like for graduates or newlyweds, and it's really great. If it's really, really great for newlyweds. So keep it in mind.
Yeah. Cookware, such a good wedding gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's our deal on this?
So you can visit carawayhome.com/get it and you'll get 10% off during their summer refresh event. So there are certain exclusions that apply, but just go to carawayhome.com. That's spelled carawayhome.com/get it. Or you can use our code get it at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
I just want to say about the scene outside the apartment. The only thing that annoyed me about it was that that scene lasted almost as long as the scene at the dinner table. Yeah. Is that stupid? That annoyed me, where it was just like, okay,
it was just so much focus. But it was a lot of roller coasters because I was like, what is he going to do this whole time?
Yeah,
I was like,
exactly.
I was like, he's going to leave. Oh my God, we waited all this and he's just going to fucking leave and he can't handle it. So then when he was like, there's hotels. I was like, yes, there are hotels. See,
that's where it was. I think it comes from the fact that I was so frustrated that he was going to let the apartment come in the way of something blossoming.
That would have been wild.
Yeah. Well, you know, per the course of this show, it hasn't exactly been going the way we've wanted. Mm-hmm, so I was like, they're going to do it. I was so mad in that moment. I was like, they did this to us where they bring him back for 5-minute segment and then he's gone again. And so I think that when I look back on it all, I just feel that resentment. Okay. And before we wrap up on the Sex and the City talk,
there's so much more to say. Why?
I don't know. Do we feel bad for the audience that doesn't listen to it? Doesn't watch it?
No.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, then Steve Brady. Funny thing, because you know how we always like love Steve and we like admire him and we think that she was crazy for dumping him. Mm-hmm. I saw this one thing on The Bachelor on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have to read this out loud. Mm-hmm. All the times that Steve Brady was the literal worst. When he stood up Miranda the night of a big work event because she wouldn't let him buy him a suit.
Yeah.
When he bounces his basketball on Ralph Lauren painted walls.
No, she was like, it's Ralph Lauren. And he was like, why don't you take me seriously because of the half court shot? And she was like, you're not going to win $1 million. He was such a boy in that episode.
When he couldn't wipe as a 35-year-old man properly, I'm living with a guy who leaves skid marks.
Oh, yeah. That was funny when she was doing his laundry and he had skid marks.
These are like half jokes and half real.
Season three was really the best season ever.
So good.
It was a really good one. Okay. When Miranda was trying to make partner at her firm and Steve was watching Scooby-Doo and trying to convince her to have a baby. Oh, and then got a dog to take care of instead. When Miranda was gracious enough to let him sleep on her couch after they broke up and he took advantage of her kindness. While sleeping on Miranda's couch, he was actively giving out Miranda's number. He has no home, he has no phone, and he's going on dates with women that are calling her house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, forgot about that. Yeah.
When he couldn't handle parenting his own child for one night, so Miranda had to pay Magda to watch Brady. When he couldn't...
Why do we forget all this?
Yeah, I know. I forgot about that for sure.
Wow.
When he took Miranda to their woods... to the woods for their honeymoon.
That was the worst.
Wait, I forgot about that. Wait,
she had no cell phone service. She was freaking out. And she was like, I can't keep having sex with you. I'm tired.
I keep having sex. Yeah. And then it says, oh yeah, when he cheated on her. Okay, so then, and this past episode.
Who did he cheat on her with again?
Just a random, like once, or maybe it was twice.
But was it because she was like neglecting him?
Why? Yeah, they didn't have sex for 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then he admits in this season that he ended up like rebounding with this girl that's like the Whole Foods delivery girl. Mm-hmm. Was that moment to make us like really say, okay, fine, like we're over the Steve attachment, like we'll move on with Miranda? Or do we still just want her to be with Steve?
I want Miranda to be happy. Like, I really care about these women as if they were real people. And I think Miranda's like a strong, grounded person. And I just want to see her thrive and be with someone that like treats her right, that deserves her, but that she can still complain about because she's so fucking funny and never satisfied.
Right. When I saw that, I was like, the audacity. Well, before being reminded of all the ways that Steve sucks, I was saying like the audacity for her to be mad for fucking someone when she literally has a whole blown relationship with someone else and then left him.
And, it should have been a non-issue for her because she was the one that ended the relationship in the first place. So if he wanted to go on and sleep with somebody else, no big deal.
I was like, you tell her, that bitch needed to hear that from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I felt. I also can't not wait for Kim Cattrall's whatever 2 second cameo.
Yeah.
That's it. Like that to me. Can they just put that in an Aiden Carey scene back to back, please? Like that would make my heart sing.
It's confirmed going to be in the season.
Yeah.
And confirmed, but yet to be seen.
It's via, you know, like that we weren't in the same room with each other.
No, it's via phone like or Zoom or something like that.
FaceTime. Yeah.
Kim Cattrall said she had one shooting day and Patricia Field came back just for her, which just goes to show you Patricia Field.
She didn't do this. She hasn't been doing them.
No, but Patricia Field, like Kim was like, I'm not coming. Kim's like kind of iconic. She's like, I'm not coming back unless Patricia Field's there. And it was like all her old glam team. And she felt and she had one shooting day. She said she got a shit ton of money and then she went home after
I love her.
And it's
I
like love she it. Fucking killed it.
That's cool. So great.
Yeah. Oh, all I can't wait to see Samantha again. I think I'm going to cry. I think I'm actually going to cry. Samantha's the best character.
She I feel like was underrated to me as a youth. Because as you grow up, I think that you feel her more.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I think her and Carrie to me were equal in my head.
I feel like they're almost like there's a part of everybody in that each of them. That's why we're so
exactly.
Obsessed.
I think Carrie and Samantha are equal, and then I think Miranda and Charlotte are more ancillary in my head.
It's just as I get older, the old episodes I love Miranda almost the most.
More,
and then right now I want Miranda more than ever. We don't have her, and that would have been so. True. It just would have been so fun to see her like where we are, kind of, and just like be so
well. She's our age in the older episodes.
No, that's what But like, I want her to be a cynical person.
You know what it is? I think you pinpointed it. Is Miranda was fucking savage in every breakfast conversation. And like, we need that fucking savageness where they would like make jokes and she'd point to her belly and she'd be like, look what that got you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah exactly.
She's like, look where I ended up. And like, it's like that. We need that sort of like savageness.
For sure.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and we'll move on from And Just Like That.
All right, it's time to talk about Honey Love. And we've talked to you before many times about Honey Love and how we love their shapewear, how it doesn't like affect your booty. It doesn't flatten out your booty. And it's not uncomfortable. It doesn't roll down. And we also have that love for their little like hoo-hoo pocket thing. So you don't have to take down your shapewear when you're at a wedding. You could just like unclip it and then you can pee with it's amazing. But now we want to talk about their bras, because the worst time for having an uncomfortable bra is truly summer when it gets
sticky,
right?
It's so hot, you're just sweaty and you just can't wait to get it off you. It's like there are bras that just like soak up sweat, you know what I mean?
Yes, and they make you even hotter than you have to be. You find yourself like probably wearing a lot of like your little sticky nippies and stuff during the summer. Well, you don't have to, because Honey Love's bra is supportive, but it eliminates that like suffocating feeling.
It's the best. I'm obsessed with all my Honey Love shapewear. I personally have their crossover bra, and it's literally my new go-to because it gives all the support of traditional bras. But of course, there's no underwires because, I mean, who even wears underwires anymore? But the reason why I love it is because I love tapping into my feminine energy, and it has this mesh detailing that just like adds a little touch of sexy. And I'm telling you, this is like the one bra that you'll actually love wearing and you're not going to want to take off.
Mm-hmm. And if you want a more relaxed lounge bra, I recommend their V bra. It offers support of a traditional bra, but without the uncomfortable underwire. It's designed to lift and separate with molded cups, but it's not like a shelf bra, and it doesn't create that uni boob vibe. Treat yourself to the best shaper on the market and save 20% at honeylove.com/get it. It's 20% off when you use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/get it. Cinched, snatched, and lifted. It's hot girl season. Thanks to Honeylove.
Hot girl season. I do say, before we completely move on, I will say, I think we should all do voiceover over an episode one day. I think that would be so funny if we had like an I don't get it direct, like
I have so many thoughts on every second of every episode.
And you heard all of our thoughts like live on an episode.
Yeah. That's
how did you even create that?
We would sit down and record it during a full episode and then have someone edit in our voice in the episode.
Aww. Yeah, guess so.
During each moment.
That's cool. That's fun.
Anyways. All right. I don't get it.
I feel like I had multiple I don't get it this week, and then I was just like, ugh, they're gone. It's like, don't write them.
Why do I keep getting pimples inside my nose?
Inside.
That's an interesting one, Lauren.
Well,
I don't get it.
I don't get that why I'm getting pimples on the inside of my nose. I literally had one inside my left nostril, and now I have one on the inside of my right nostril. And now I've been breaking out a lot this month. But why are they in my nose?
Menstrual cycle or
Dr. Ashley? Lauren, is it because you put your dirty fingernail up there?
Ew.
Ashley. She's like, yeah, baby.
That's exactly what it is.
Are you washing your hands?
My
Lauren?
Dirty fingernail.
There she is. Ew, you guys are
How does everyone not do that?
How does everyone not stick their
right.
finger up there?
That's true. Like when I'm picking a booger, it's not like I wash my hands right before.
Yeah. No.
I don't Ew. Like, I just don't have to pick boogers a lot. That's the thing, Lauren. I don't like, I have little flakes in my nose. So I like kind of like pinch it.
Oh, well, let me just tell
go like
you
this,
from the small, from the small nostril community, we gotta dig. And you can just go, you can literally grab it from the nostril. So large.
Lauren,
yeah, like,
oh, like,
true.
Look at mine.
You
look
are
at
right.
Nat's got little slits too.
I literally have to like dig in there.
Yeah, you got nose that Naz doesn't like, which is like these huge like circle nostrils.
Yeah, look
like,
at those
Naz
things.
Would never date a man with circle nostrils.
I love circle nostrils.
You guys love it. It's so
I don't know what it is. It's like they always look kind of mad and angry because they're flared.
Yeah, that's what it is, Lauren. I don't know. Andrea, do you have any feelings around nostrils? Because
it's the producer Andrea moment of
producer
the week.
Andrea. Because when I think of large nostrils, I think of Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to stress you out?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to tell all of you this, but I learned recently that if you're a nose picker, oh, Lauren, I don't want to tell you this.
No, come on. You have a sugar
lifespan? No, Lauren's a hypochondriac. Save it.
No, it's okay. You can tell me.
No, this is going to be bad for your anxiety.
Okay, let me reframe it totally.
Oh,
is
that
there is a kind of dementia that is more likely to like manifest in a person if you are a nose picker.
Shut the hell up. How is that a science?
That doesn't fucking
How did they find the correlation?
It has something to do with bacteria.
What? Nose, you just single-handedly got Lauren to stop picking her nose.
It's already been too many years of picking.
I'm gonna keep picking my nose so I can get the fuck out of here next to
apparently,
the next dimension.
Whoa, okay, hold on. I'm learning more about this than I realized. Apparently when the bacteria Chlamydia pneumoniae moves into the brain, it stimulates the formation of amyloid beta protein. I don't know what that means, but apparently that can contribute to Alzheimer's and dementia.
Wow.
Wow.
So can breathing these days, apparently.
That's a good point.
Wow.
That's crazy.
What an interesting take on nose picking, considering we just asked her what her type is, like what she prefers.
I don't think normal people have a preference of nostril size.
Nostrils, yeah.
They gotta be 5 centimeters or bigger.
You know what you
That's
pointed
Ashley.
Out though, for like Lauren, like weeks and weeks ago, you pointed out Aaron Paul's nose.
Yes.
I've never noticed it before, and like while you guys were recording, I was looking at it's perfect. I've
Let
never
Google it.
Aaron Paul nose.
It has a perfect nose.
It's the most beautiful nose you'll ever see. Naz, you're not gonna like it.
I don't like it. I don't. This is what? No. Wait,
it's like pointy, but
it looks like he's angry, like you were saying.
You guys, it looks like a small version of Justin Timberlake's nose, which is like very like everybody knows what Justin Timberlake's nose looks like.
Mm-hmm. I don't memorize noses like you guys do. I have to look it up.
Okay. So anyway, also, okay. Anything else? I heard also a study that SSRIs.
Oh yeah, you're right. Justin Timberlake has a very memorable nose.
Very, very memorable. Also causes dementia, and also we have the gene for that. So bye, everyone.
SSRIs.
Yeah, they are.
What are they? Anti-anxiety,
Prozac, and all that stuff. Yeah, that's been there's been a correlation between dementia.
Oh well, so we're far gone. We're at least we'll be together, not remembering each other.
No, this makes me sad. No, don't say that. Okay, wait. Instead, at least we can keep our podcast name. I don't get it. I don't
remember.
That's
so true. I don't get these things.
Every episode will be new. Like, we'll think it's new. We'll be rambling about the same things over and over again, which is basically what we already do.
Oh, no. This is morbid.
No,
wait, I was going to say something. The fact that, like, people are now there's like public government hearings on aliens being on Earth and no one gives a fuck, guys. Mad disturbing to me, and I am dying to, like, why are they keeping this private from us? Like, I want to see them.
It's not so much anymore. I was watching something on YouTube the other day and it somehow rolled into the hearing. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how, like, they obviously were like, we know, they kind of like were like, this is a silly we know that it sounds mm-hmm. silly, but we're gonna try our best to take everything as seriously as possible. And I didn't hear like any stories that were like, and then the spaceship landed and this little green man, like, I want that, guys.
But why are they keeping it secret? They said for decades there's been a secret program and these are people that were formally in them. It's like, why is the government keeping in this hidden from us? Like, tell us.
I mean, conspiracy
theory. That's so annoying.
The conspiracy theorist in me knows that,
this is a very, like, nosy podcast.
If the government
podcast.
Gives us any sign that life is bigger than what's happening right in front of our eyes, then we're going to, like, lose our faith in the government and then go absolutely rogue. We're like, wait, this means nothing, you know?
Like, it's like,
We
all already know that most of us believe in extraterrestrial life.
But I feel like that is more of like the past 20 years, everyone's kind of opened their minds a little bit more. But before they were like, no way. And now it's just like, duh. And now everyone's like, oh, everyone's like, duh. So we're just going to let them know. But also I'm sure like these files were like unsealed at this point or something.
I'm just annoyed. And then someone made a funny video and he was like, why are these aliens shy? And he's like, because humans suck. And I'm like, I want an ET moment. So if they're listening right now, I want one to come in my apartment. I want to interview them. I want to keep them safe and like watch movies with them and show them American culture. I'm here for it. I'm here to be like an alien ambassador.
What if they were as endearing as ET? Could you imagine?
Oh, my, I can. I can. I bet you they're like, you know how we're all love? Like, I believe we're all just like love. It's like they probably... I bet you they're smarter than us and like more emotionally in tuned.
If they can get to us, they're fucking smarter than us.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I want to know like how long they've existed on their planet to have gotten to us and how far behind we are.
Well, our planet's been around forever, so I'm sure their planet's been around forever too. Planets, wherever they come from. You know what I mean?
It's so beyond.
I guess they're from the Milky Way. They're obviously not from our solar system, but that's what's crazy. They're not from our solar system. They got here.
Oh my God. I want to meet them so bad. I want to have the first exclusive interview with an alien.
I actually don't care about like meeting them. I just want to know how.
There's an app where you can talk to them, apparently. Everyone's been messaging it to me. It's called CE5, I think. CE5 contact. I'm gonna download it now. $10, so worth it.
Jesus.
All right, here we go. I'll let you guys know. Maybe next podcast we can talk to them.
I'll let you know what they say.
Nas, this company is getting your $10 and they're going to give you
laughing.
No, yeah, everyone. No, I got this from credible sources in LA. You know, everyone out here is in tune with that stuff.
Everybody out there is in
everyone
outer
speaks
space.
Alien,
it's Dr. Stephen Greer. He's a real man.
Doctor, he could be a chiropractor.
Yeah, like Dr. Joe Dispenza. Don't allow. Okay, let's see. CE5 contact Dr. Stephen Greer. Allow while using app.
This is ridiculous. But then again, Lauren did have that EVP reader that really like that said Dominic is here when we entered our grandfather's house, which is crazy.
This app provides instructions and tools to assist you in making peaceful contact with extraterrestrial civilizations, as well as locating others in your area who are interested in making contact.
You're basically just going to talk to other people who are interested in making contact.
I disagree. I think in the same way where you
I don't
believe
know whether you're being dead serious right now, if you're trying to be funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. And I think if you think Lauren can go into a haunted house with a fucking reader and you don't think this is real, I think you're demented. Like, it's the same shit.
Aliens are in the spirit world.
They're here on Earth, Ashley. What are you
I know, but they're not going to download an app hearing to talk to you.
This is it. This is like a sat. It's like having a phone. It's not like they're talking through an app. It's the same way you're talking to ghosts. Do your ghosts have your app that you go into the haunted house with, Lauren?
No, they have a spirit.
It's a frequency.
They are just the energy.
Yeah.
But ghosts are just alive. Energy. Touching. They're not, unless they can tell, they should like telepathically maybe communicate with you.
I think that this is real just as much as the haunted spirit stuff is real.
She's smiling and she's not real.
No, I'm being serious.
That motherfucker is not real.
I think you guys are crazy for thinking that you can't contact them, but you can contact ghosts. That doesn't make any sense to me. It's all energy.
This sounds like a conversation that would unfold on the Kardashians.
Yes, it really does. But
we are the Kardashians.
Then this is like saying you can talk to your dad across the country without
without him actually talking to you.
But this isn't a human.
What the hell just happened?
What?
Yeah, but they're not.
Just like ghosts aren't humans. This is like, whatever. I'll report back. I'll use it and report back.
Naz is going to report back and then we're going to sign off because until next time, I've been Ashley.
The aliens, I've been Ashley. The aliens are messing with our microphone frequencies.
Yeah, that's what it is. Bye.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.